This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Good morning. I'm Aaron Mee, and you're listening to the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. Today, joining me here on the Community Matters program is Katie Walker from ROAR, the revitalization of Akeley and Russell. And today, joining me here, we are going to be talking about the upcoming Pine Grove Days, because that's coming up Saturday, May 25th. And this is a really amazing event because you guys have been putting it on for several years now, and every year it's managed to grow a little bit more and incorporate a few more things. And it's so much fun. I mean, I remember being in the parade in previous years and just seeing like an entire group from the Russell Roller Rink all roller skating down a hill together. And I mean, that was the coolest thing ever. It's really a lot of fun.
Yeah, it totally is. So this is our sixth year. However, we did take 2 years off during COVID. So we're at number four or five here. But, you know, we have added things and had many organizations reach out to us and want to be included. So every year it's a little bit bigger, a little bit better. But we all stay with the roots that we started with, that 6 years ago, just a small group of people who wanted to bring a little excitement back to Russell for Memorial Day weekend. So now we're still doing it.
It's so much fun. And seriously, it's become like the place to go to start the summer off if you're in Warren County. So now as we go through this, I am so excited to talk about all the different activities. And I understand that you guys are starting it off with a 5K run and walk this year, which is going to be really cool. And you guys are planning on doing fireworks at Larimer to round it out once again, if the weather cooperates, which we're hoping it will. It's looking like it will.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, fingers crossed. If not, we do have a rain date of Sunday night at 9:15 for those fireworks. So if we don't get them off on Saturday night, we'll definitely get them off on Sunday. But we are starting off with that 5K. Fingers crossed there's no rain for that. Everyone can get out and do a little 5K around town. It's a very quick, easy course that takes you down Main Street in Russell to the Greenbrier Circle area, circling back around town and ending at the Russell Church. So everything begins and ends at the church for the 5K. You can register online right now. You can just search Run for ROAR on Facebook and you're able to get that registration information. If not, you can register the day of. Registration will begin in the church parking lot about 8 a.m. With the race starting at 9. So if you could, you know, want to, you can get all the information for that online through the Run for ROAR Facebook event.
Really, that's actually a good point that you make to mention that, because when you mentioned the church there, it kind of seems like that church has become the hub for a lot of the activities that are going to take place for this event, which are really cool. I mean, there's a parade, there are different events for kids as well, and there are, I understand that there are craft and other expos that are going to be taking place as well, with different vendors and things for sale.
Yeah, that's true. And before we go any farther, Aaron, you made an amazing point. We do have to thank the Russell United Methodist Church. Without them, we would not be able to hold this event every year. They graciously allow us to use their property, use their electricity, their bathroom, you name it. And without them and that community partnership, we wouldn't be able to do this. So they're one of our amazing community partners that helps us put this on every year. So shout out to them before we go any farther. But yes. So the parade begins at 11 a.m. and that will travel down Woodland Drive to South and North Main Street and then up State Street, ending at the Russell Volunteer Fire Department.
I just wanted to mention real quick, too, the Russell Volunteer Fire Department is a great place to be able to park your vehicle if you happen to be coming from the outside and you need to find parking in Russell. It's a great way to get parking, get out of the way.
It is, yes. And please feel free to use that area. There are the side streets to park at too, and the Pine Grove Township Town Hall on East Street in Russell, right to the side of the Russell Volunteer Fire Department. But yeah, so those are great areas too. That parade should have, 20, 25 units, including that Russell roller rink that you were just talking about and the Wrecking Dolls, skating through town and going through, there. Mike Sharp of the roller rink also provides us, the music for our cruising and our street dance, which is held at from 7 to 9 on Saturday night. So the roller rink, again, another amazing community partner that we have in all of this. So it's very helpful. And as you talk about the fire department, they're another amazing community partner that we have. And they actually will be hosting a chicken barbecue this year in the church parking lot. They have two special serving times this year, 12 and 3. And they are doing something a little different this year. They are going to allow for pre-orders. So you can guarantee that you will definitely get a chicken. So they have chicken, mac and cheese, cookies, and rolls, I believe, are the meal you can get. And that's $15. And I believe a chicken only is $12. So please visit them as well. They'll be part of our vendor fair. We do have some other food vendors coming. We have craft vendors. We have a flea market going on. I mean, the things to do just in one area are endless. And that doesn't count the kids zone, which will feature so many different things such as the Audubon Society, the Conservation District. Smokey the Bear will be there this year. Wow. It's just everything. We'll have some toddler games in that kids zone. There's also a wild creatures presentation from 11 to 1 in the kids zone, which is all located in the church parking lot. So you can go ahead and hit that up after the parade, enjoy all of those things. We're sponsors a lemonade stand every year, which we work with Calvert Pearson Insurance, which donates cups to us every year. So everybody gets a little keepsake to take home. It's really just a fun-filled weekend for family.
Absolutely. And, actually, when you mentioned that, that's a really great point to make. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about just briefly is last year when I went, I remember getting some baked goods from the Russell United Methodist Church for their bake sale that they had part of it. And my goodness, I mean, I don't even remember exactly what I bought, but I remember I bought at least one whole tin of brownies, and they were all gone by like the end of the afternoon after I brought them back to my house. Like, I think I only had one out of the whole tin, but I mean, they were so good that everyone just ate all of them so quickly.
Yes, and I have heard that the brownies are coming back this year. Along with hamburgers and hot dogs that the church will be doing as well. So yeah, they're making their way back as well. So, it is just an event that we work really hard to put on for our community. We are a very small group of volunteers. We have gotten bigger over the years, but the core group remains the same. And our core values of what we want to do are, we want to bring people to Russell, whether it be through Pine Grove Days or through the revitalization efforts. But Pine Grove Days is our big thing that we are known for. So that's what we're doing.
And I'm so excited for it. And if people want to look it up and get more details, you guys have a Facebook page for it. You can go to facebook.com and just search Pine Grove Days and you'll find it there. Also, if you look up ROAR, the Revitalization of Akeley and Russell, you'll find that they have a Facebook page as well. And really, that's the best place to find some of the details as to what we're talking about if you are just looking to get them at a glance. Because one thing that I want to mention, looking at the Facebook page, it's great because it shows all of the different activities and when they're going to be taking place throughout the day. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And like you mentioned, there are so many things between the flea market and the craft fair and the cruising, the dancing on the porch, the dancing in the street, the fireworks, the 5K. I mean, it's literally an entire day of entertainment and it's for the whole family because there are things for everyone to do.
It is. It is a family friendly event. Kids, parents, you name it. We want to see you. Please come out and join us and have fun that day. Don't forget to end the day like we started talking about with our amazing fireworks display. And that this year, there is a little change with that. We used to say it would begin at dusk. We have put a time of beginning of that of 9:15, just so people are aware of that little change. But, you know, please come and enjoy your day and kick off your weekend with us. We would be happy to see you.
Absolutely. It's the best way to start the Memorial Day weekend here in Warren County. It is the Pine Grove Days, and it's hosted by the revitalization of Akeley and Russell. And you guys just do so much amazing work. So I encourage anyone to look it up on Facebook, get the information, and make sure you don't miss it. It's coming up Saturday, May 25th. So a week from today, or actually a week from yesterday. And it's going to be a really, really amazing opportunity. So, Katie, thank you for taking the time today to be able to highlight this. I am so excited for this, and I can't wait to see it.
Oh, thanks, Aaron. And thank you for always letting us come on and talk about this every year. People love it, and we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm glad we could.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.